We are going.
We're live?
No, but we're going.
We're on air.
No, we're not. We're
what's the word?
Recording.
Oh, right. Of course. I knew that. So, how's your day been, Caleb?
You know, it's been good.
What have you been doing today, Caleb?
I've been recording this podcast. Hey, welcome to the Caleb's Thoughts podcast.
A nice plug there, Caleb. You watch the Caleb's Thoughts podcast on wherever you watch your podcast today. Watch it. Don't just listen to it. Watch the screen as you listen to it. That's the
idea. So we're not. This one is not going to be on YouTube because I don't want to. So,
yeah. Okay, so what did you do today, Caleb?
What are you doing right now? this is not what we planned.
What do you mean this is not what we planned? What were you working at today,
Caleb? Hey, we're not doing that first. Stop.
Ah, I spilled it.
Nathan just spilled his large Chick-fil-A lemonade. Also, by the way, parents, if you're listening to this and you're wondering why the Chick-fil-A large lemonade that I brought home isn't in the fridge anymore, that's because Nathan's drinking it right now.
Not right now. I mean, right now, but like when they listen to it, not right now.
It's because Nathan has previously drank it.
Thank you. That's better.
But yeah, anyways, welcome back, guys. This has been welcome back to ourselves. This has been a minute.
Yeah.
You've been in the last three episodes.
I haven't done
an alone episode, or including this one. I haven't done an episode alone in a long time. Speaking of alone, that was gonna be a good transition, but you started laughing, so I need to say it again.
Well, guys, I've been going through some stuff.
No. Speaking of alone, let's talk about one of the best pieces of alone work I've ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think about that. Okay.
All right. So lately, I don't know if you guys know who Bo Burnham is, but that's who we're gonna be talking about. He's a raunchy. If you can't take a little bit of raunch.
Raunch. Get some raunch on that.
No, that was too obvious. Too obvious of a joke to make.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't think I'm gonna be on the fourth episode anymore.
Yeah. No, but yeah, he's a raunchy. He's not really controversial.
Eh.
He makes
He's controversial for some people.
He makes offensive jokes, but they're jokes, and they're not like
some.
Some people make offensive jokes like because they think that it'll make them funnier. He makes offensive jokes to point out like the fact that some people actually think that way. So he makes offensive jokes for a purpose. But anyways, he's Bo Burnham. You're listening to the Caleb's Thoughts podcast, and I'm Caleb.
This is Disney
Channel. This is Disney Channel. But yeah, so anyway, he released a new special called Inside, and I think it's one of the best things ever.
Friendly tip for the first time you're watching it, do not go in expecting, like, a stand-up comedy show.
Bo Burnham is a stand-up comedian, by the way.
He's a stand-up comedian, but this is not a stand-up comedy, and I don't think Bo Burnham should ever do stand-up comedy again.
I want him to see Bo Burnham live.
If we get another Inside...
I don't think we can, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But let's not debate it. So basically, Inside is something Bo Burnham did over the course of the pandemic, and he recorded everything, edited everything in a single room, all by himself. He was a big boy.
Yeah.
No, but it was very, very impressive, and it looked like something that was put together by a whole lot of people.
It was impressive.
It was impressive. And
like you don't like the best editing and best like effects are the ones you don't realize are there.
Yeah.
And that's what that like
what does that mean?
Well, cuz like you wouldn't like really like you wouldn't like think like cuz in like a movie environment you'd be like, oh, of course, his face has, like, a ton of light on it. But in that, like, you don't really acknowledge it. Until you do, you're like, wow, he did that all himself. But, like, the first time I watched it, I didn't acknowledge that. The second time, I realized, wow, he's doing all the lights with his foot. He's, like, using the remote and stuff. Like, he did that all himself, and it's insane.
Yeah, it was very, very creative.
Yeah, and it looked professional.
It did look professional, but we really haven't talked about what it is. It's basically... If you don't know who Bo Burnham is, He's, I would say his stand-up, his stand-up specials consist of 80% like song and funny music, and they're all very, very good. He's a very, very musically talented guy. 80% song, 20% of like regular stand-up.
Yeah.
And that sort of held true with this.
I feel like it's more like maybe like 90% song.
Yeah, this was 90% song probably. I think this usually like
this could probably be considered a musical.
It could be, yeah. But anyway, so this basically it's hard to describe it, but it's basically a collage of a bunch of different songs, chronologically taken throughout. I think they're chronologically taken throughout the course of the pandemic that he made them.
Probably.
And you sort of get to see his personal transformation, the personal journeys that he went through.
And you can kind of see his, like, mental health, like, deteriorate throughout. At first, it was, like, pretty happy and stuff. Near the end, you can kind of see him, like, just how tired he is.
I don't think he was necessarily happy.
Like, how, like, he was... Not, like, I can't describe it, but he wasn't... How... He wasn't, like, tired. He wasn't, like... I don't know how to explain it, but you, whatever it was there.
He was more able to put on an act.
Yeah.
But near the end, that was more difficult for him, and he couldn't really... His mental health is something that totally enveloped him a little bit more. But anyways, I would completely suggest it. If you can take a little bit of raunch...
A little bit of raunch.
A good amount of raunch. This is not as raunchy as his former stuff, but it's very...
It depends. It's pretty raunchy. It might be just as raunchy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's...
But it's very, very good. I think it's one of the best... things ever. It's definitely one of the best stand-up comedies ever.
It still has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It does? When did you check? I don't
know. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no, like 2 days ago, so it probably changed.
Maybe, but we'll see. But yeah, it got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's really, really impressive. The music is very good. The production is very good and everything. And I don't want to spoil it. But yeah, so that's what's been going on in my life. But no, and it's interesting to see, like, because I know, like, not everyone's YouTube recommended is going to show a bunch of videos about Bo Burnham's special. But, like, even if a Bo Burnham special came out, like, even if one of his older specials came out now.
Oh my God.
Even if it came out now, like, so many, a lot more people than normal are making videos about it and are talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's very, for good reason. It's very...
Very good.
It is very, very, very good.
Yeah, and all of his songs, like, everything has depth to it. It's not like he'll just, like, make a song because it sounds good. He'll make a song because it means something to him.
Yeah.
And he wants to share it.
Mm-hmm. And, so it's very, very good. I would suggest that. But that's... I don't know, it's really inspiring, you know?
Yeah.
It's depressing. The actual content,
like that, that
the content,
like,
matter of it is very depressing and sort of crushing a little bit. But that, like,
I feel like Inside will be a better history book representation of the COVID-19 virus, other than, like, a textbook will say, like, oh, the virus did this, there were that many cases. Inside does that so much, like...
Yeah, the video, it really doesn't talk about COVID.
It doesn't, but it's because of COVID.
Yeah. A video that I saw, I don't know who it's by. Two guys. It was like two guys there, probably. And they said that they thought it would be the best piece of pandemic art. It would be the piece of pandemic art that's sort of used to look back on and remember the pandemic. And I completely agree. So if you've already seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you better see it or not see it if you can't take a little bit of raunch. But yeah, it was very, very, very good. I don't know how to explain it more because I don't want to spoil it. But yeah, it really was inspiring. Like, stop. Nathan was drinking, and I took it away.
I want my lemonade. It says,
stop.
Caleb, you work at Chick-fil-A.
Sit and sip a while.
Okay.
Stop. Ah! It got on me. Anyways, but yeah. Yeah, it's very inspiring. Like,
oh, it did.
Let me talk, Nathan.
Okay. I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I can't have my lemonade. You can't have the basketball.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, it's really inspiring to see, like, someone put out this much quality work while just being alone, completely, like, with really no help at all, and it's at this level.
Yeah.
And it's really depressing to think that I already wasted my pandemic time on other stuff. You know, I could have been doing something like that. I definitely, yeah. not like everybody can, but it's like everyone can do something like that. You know, everyone can put a lot of work into something and make something that for them is just as impressive as that was for Bo Burnham. I think.
Like, instead of just like spending time just sleeping and stuff.
Yeah.
And waking up and sleeping again, you could just like
not sleep.
Just thank you,
dude. Caleb. Dude, I wish.
Let's say like you're good at like basketball, instead of like not just like going on your phone because you don't have anything else to do, you could go outside and shoot some hoops.
Yeah, sleeping
get better, you know.
Yeah, sure. I do that. I don't think I'm gonna be a professional basketball player, but I like. If I have an option to shoot hoops, I know that option is in my mind. Sometimes my brain will tell me that I don't have an option to do that, but if I do, like I will, you know. But yeah, so it's very very inspiring. Now let's stop talking about it. Shush.
Okay.
Gosh.
Okay, stop. Okay. Now I know I'm definitely not getting on the fourth episode.
Next topic.
Nathan, what are you doing?
Okay, guys.
I meant to sound so much more confident, but you kind of like, Nathan, what are you doing? So I sound like scared and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Nathan's going to say something. Nathan's going to say something.
Okay, guys.
This has been one of the worst.
This is... Our next topic is going to be... one that you'll like. Caleb, take it away.
I don't know what the next
one is. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. I've been working. I don't know if I've announced this. I don't know if I don't. Yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah.
No. I was going to say, I don't know if I was working at Chick-fil-A the last time I posted the episode, but I was. But I don't know if I talked about it. So I work at Chick-fil-A. I've been working there since about February, I think.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think it's the best episode.
this is by far the best episode
Either that or we're like sleep deprived.
Well, I was joking, this is the worst episode. You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I did hear that, but I wasn't sure if you were like joking or if this is like the mediocrest episode.
No, this is bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. We'll let it happen.
Yeah.
But anyways, so
we'll let it happen.
No, so I've been working there since about February, and for the first few months, I will admit it seemed like uncomfortable to be there. You know, it wasn't like. I hadn't hit my flow yet, you know? I just sort of, like, I'd do a few jobs. I was sort of like, this is a place, I guess. No, I don't know. It just felt a little bit weird to be there, but I've really, like...
job stuff.
Yeah. But now I've, like, it's definitely a job, but it's a job that I enjoy. I feel like I see myself as a pretty capable person, and at the beginning I wasn't, like, capable of doing a whole lot because I didn't know how to do stuff. And so that was sort of, like, frustrating a little bit. And that wasn't very fun. Yeah. But now I feel like I've started to use my capabilities, and I feel like my capabilities are recognized by the people there, which is really fun. But
yeah,
I
feel like when you first get a job, it's like a normal thing to, like, have that, like, whoever's, like, it's kind of, like, weird.
Yeah.
Like, you don't exactly know what you're doing, so you just kind of do it.
Yeah.
That same thing happened to me, like, at... Can I say the name?
Spring Wells.
No. The other thing.
That's like a
chain thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a chain sport. Yeah, so the same thing happened to me with I-9 Sports, like, the first, like, session.
Yeah.
Kind of like the whole thing, I wasn't, like, entirely sure what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, I knew I had to do some drills and stuff, but I wasn't, like... I just kind of let the coaches do most of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're supposed to do anyways. Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't... If the coaches weren't there, I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I just kind of sat there most of the time. But the second part, I'm like, okay, now I understand, and I'm just doing actual work now.
Yeah. So I think great. That's sort of a cycle that you go through a lot in life, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
The first time you do something, it's going to be a lot harder.
And there's going to be a lot of first times, too. Because life is always changing a whole lot, you know? That's the only consistent thing of life, is that life changes, you know?
Wow.
That's been said by so many people before. You should not be blown away right now. You should be like, yes, Caleb, you are correct.
I said that.
Okay. Okay.
Disclaimer, I did not say that. I am joking. I said wow. Please do not don't get mad.
Don't cancel Nathan.
Cancel Nathan movement.
Nathan jokingly lied this one time and we don't like it. No.
Thank you for standing up for me. I really appreciate it. That is so forceful. He's like, no.
No, you know how sometimes you'll be like, no, anyways, and then get back to it, but I didn't really know what point in the conversation we were at, so I decided to sort of end that part to get back to my part.
So you just said no.
Yeah. But so I think, like, because of how much life changes and because of how many new things are going to happen, that's sort of a cycle that you have to get good at.
Yeah.
Is accepting the fact that there's going to be awkward times where things are hard and...
For example, staying inside and dealing with a pandemic.
I was okay with that. I enjoyed that a lot. I didn't. People, I didn't enjoy it. It was new, you know?
Yeah, like, for me, I'm okay with not being around people a lot. Like, I can survive. And honestly, maybe even better off. Not, like, better. Okay. That came out wrong. But, like, I can, like, people tire me out.
Yeah.
But also, I like to be around people.
I think I've grown to be a lot more introverted over.
Yeah. I feel like there's, like, a certain line of introvertation. But if you're, it sometimes, like, moves. So if you're, you can, like, be, like, on the middle.
Yeah.
And kind of crossing that line back and forth. Maybe. I could be completely wrong. Yeah. Don't cancel me, but.
Yeah, I feel like I used to, like being around a lot of people just because I knew that I liked people.
Yeah.
But I think over quarantine, I learned that, like, being around a whole lot of people all at once really isn't, like, the best thing for me. I really don't enjoy that. Like, at prom, I didn't have a whole lot of... I chose to go to the side and talk to someone that I hadn't really talked to that much ever. And I chose to talk to him one-on-one. And I sort of just, like... Something that I realized is I really enjoy, like, the one-on-one dynamic, you know?
Yeah. Like, when there's, like, a lot of people, sometimes it's, like, hard to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. It's just...
Like, when I'm coaching at I-9, if I can get a one-on-one conversation with a kid, and I can teach him what he's doing wrong, or I can, like, inspire him, or I can, like, help him improve, like, that's what I'll look back on and say, that was a good thing. I enjoyed that, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, just sort of in general, because that way I can focus on whether or not they're focused on me and see if they're learning, you know?
Yeah, like, this one time it was, like, 90 degrees out. We're on, like, the gravel field, so...
Yeah.
Oh, I think gravel makes it hotter. I don't know, probably.
It just makes it more uncomfortable.
Yeah. And there's this one kid who, like, I think it was, like, the second inning, and that was, like, the last time, so we were in a field for the last time, and the game was be over. And this one kid, like, refused to. He's like, I can't. I just can't do this.
Yeah.
So I went up to him and said, hey, I'm going to go out there. And if I can go out there, I know you can go out there. He's like, hey, you're right. So he went out there, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. So, yeah. I was just kind of, like, his personal assistant, kind of.
Yeah.
Because everyone else, like, with fielding and baseball, you can't really, like...
Yeah.
There's not much you can do for the kids.
Yeah.
Except for, like, telling them where to be, but even then, that's not going to do much.
Yeah.
So, I just kind of helped him out, and, yeah. One-on-one is just better. Oh, there's still lemonade on the ground.
there is still lemonade on the ground.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think also because we moved around a lot, we've sort of had a lot of new situations. I think we've gotten good at that awkward phase a little bit.
Yeah, because we're like... Yeah, I'm just like... Everyone in our family is just super flexible. I've never been to the same school 2 years in a row, and I don't think I ever... Actually, maybe I will. Maybe. Actually, no, because what I'm doing with, like, a thing is, like, I'm going to be going, like, pretty much just high school.
Yeah.
And pretty much high school and half,
mm-hmm.
and then full, like, just college classes, right?
Yeah, okay. So, for context, me and Nathan are in this high school program where it's a 5-year high school program, but the last 2 years of those five years are just college classes, and it's free, and it's... So you get 2 free years of college, basically, and you're also taking AP classes to begin with. So it's really just trying to prepare you for college earlier than normal. And it's interesting. It's definitely an interesting program, but I like it so far.
Yeah.
I'm in the third out of 5 years, so I still have... I haven't gotten to the full college yet, but that's next semester.
Yeah, that should be fun.
I'm sure there'll be a little bit of an awkward phase with that. But like I was saying before, I think I've lost a lot of my stamina for big groups of people.
Yeah.
And I think that's because, like, I've always told myself that I was meant to be someone who could be, like, the life of a party or, like, really entertaining in big groups of people. But I don't think I am, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that I've lost stamina. It's that I've, like...
Gained.
I've realized that I shouldn't... That me putting a lot of energy into big groups and hanging out in big groups,
it's just not
isn't a good place to put my energy.
Yeah, because it's just instead of like distributing it somewhat evenly to everyone, why not just like put it all into like a couple people?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like doing.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I just like being able to focus on 2 or 3 people and real and talk about what they're going through and stuff like that is a lot more entertaining than having like a 8 people hang out, you know. Yeah. And 8 people hangouts are still fun, but they're harder to do, and I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, sir.
So lovely weather. Oh, summer, right?
Oh, wait, shh.
Okay.
I forgot to finish my thing at Chick-fil-A, but yeah,
we're going back to that. That was...
I had stuff I wanted. This is my podcast.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying what you're doing is wrong.
Interesting. Okay. What was I going to say? No, I know what I was going to say. Stop.
Okay. It's like two sides of your brain fighting.
Yeah. Fighting with myself right now.
It'll be a split personality.
But what's it called? Yeah, so I at Chick-fil-A, I do this thing. They always put me on Expo, like every time.
Next game mode?
Yes. Yeah. Well, at Chick-fil-A, they like to have like... When I interviewed there, he was like, "Well, we enjoy having everyone work on different stuff because we like variety and we like everyone being good at stuff." And I was like, "I appreciate that. I like being flexible." And he was like, "You're hired," and I was like, "Yes," but basically now I'm always on Expo, because I'm good at Expo. I can like, because Expo is where you'll at our Chick-fil-A, there's no in person yet, and it's not a regular drive through. It's like we'll have people taking stuff from the counter and we'll walk them out to the cars, because sometimes the first person in line, their order takes longer, so you have to so they're waiting while they're waiting on something. We want to get other people their food, but I've gotten really good at that. I'm like, I'll check the label on the I'll check the tag of their name and their car description, and I'll just like, and instead of just focusing on the first two cars, I'll like find it and just leave, and then I'll quickly do that, and it's and they know that I do that, yeah. And I'm one of the strongest Expoers on the team, I think.
Yeah, you work out, man.
That's what I do. No, but like, stop.
okay, I'll stop.
This is a serious podcast. But yeah, so they like to put now I'm a little bit like less of Expo, more of it's called Window. Basically, I'm like, I'll do Expo, but if anyone needs help on the inside, I'll help them out. I'll sort of figure out
incorrect orders. Yeah. So that's sort of like, I feel like I'm almost a manager. You know, I feel like my talents are being fully, like, I feel challenged, you know? Not like you're difficult, but you have to think about it. You have to focus on a lot of things.
I have to
solve problems. Yeah. Usually with, like, if I was doing, like, a small job where I'm just putting sauces in a bag and tossing it along.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
You know, like, the things where you have to, like, count, like, how many times, like, it's like a mental trigger. You have to count how many times each ball bounces. You have to, like, focus on that. Uh-huh. Is it kind of like that where you have to focus on that and that and, like, that, like, so many things at once, but it's, like, fun, but, like, also, like, hard?
It's a little bit like that. I'm not very good at those specific challenges, but I am good at, I'm pretty good at this. It's more like being able to know where you're supposed to be next. I don't really like to try to multitask. I can a little bit. But if there's a problem with someone's order, I'll tell the other people who are on expo, like, right now I'm going to deal with this car. So you guys do everything else while I deal with this issue, and I'll do that.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
But I don't like to, like, because then I'll get lost and I'll, like, forget that they're there. Hey,
I can coach this team. You want to coach that team?
Yeah, exactly. Like, But it is like multitasking, where if I don't have orders, any orders to take out, if whoever's putting the orders in the bags the food isn't ready for them yet, and I have no orders to take out, I'll see if lemonade needs to be filled up. I'll see if guys, listen, Chick-fil-A lemonade is like quality. Like, there's an I make Chick-fil-A lemonade, and it's literally like lemon juice, water, and sugar. Like, I saw a sign in the Chick-fil-A that said sugar, lemons, and water, and like, that might seem like an exaggeration. It's not. That's literally the recipe.
Is it lemon juice? Like, you like pour lemon juice?
No, it's like we take a bag of lemon.
So actually it's
literal, like, lemon. It's like a bag of just lemon juice. I'm sure there's some preservatives in there, but there's really not. Like, because we can't keep a jug of lemonade for longer than 24 hours, even if it's in the fridge.
Yeah, never mind that.
So I don't think there are. It's literally just lemon juice, water, and sugar.
But
it's
then sugar is kind of like,
sugar's not
it's,
good.
It's
for
like
you.
It's not good for you, but it's like, it's, you can't have lemonade without sugar.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
so
it's just lemon juice.
Exactly, which would be okay, but
yeah,
but yeah. But anyways, so it's fun. I'll just, like, I just like to be able to, like, fully use my mental capacity.
Yeah.
You know? And there's really, like, there's really something for you to do at almost all the time.
Yeah.
Which is enjoyable. And it's, I don't really spend a lot of money on stuff. Like, I don't really regularly go out and buy stuff, you know?
Yeah, same.
And I've been working for, like, 4 months there. So I've been accumulating some cash. And like yesterday specifically, because I had a brokerage account, or I have a brokerage account that I've started, and I've put, and I started with just like $500 in there, but I put more money in now, like yesterday, for the first time in a while, and I felt really good about it. And so for specifically yesterday, I was like full on, like, complete capitalist. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do to get this next paycheck? What am I going to do to get this, to get more money? Like, it wasn't like I was, like, letting it absorb me, but I could, like, understand how people, I'm not saying it's a good thing to think, but I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with capitalism in theory, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with capitalism in general.
Not in theory.
Not in theory. I'm not saying that capitalism is bad.
Not saying that capitalism is good.
I'm not. My opinions on capitalism do not affect
honestly,
this story.
Honestly, I'm not really saying anything
right now. Literally, no information is being passed out of my lips. Nothing is happening, and that's where we're at. But you know, I can understand, like, why some people prioritize.
Yeah,
money, you know,
because, like, honestly, it's kind of fun.
It's
like
fun.
To think
it
about, like,
fun.
If, like, ooh, so the stock is going up and down and up and down, but it's on a,
and it's like,
it's
I'm
on an
making
upwards
money
trend.
From that.
If I buy here, maybe it'll go up there, but it might go down too. Yeah, it's just like a lot of things to focus on. Like, ooh, this might happen, this might happen. And, like, oh, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels, it feels good to, like, put, like, to really focus your energy and your mental capacity on something.
Yeah.
Like, when you're... I think when your energy and mental capacity are going to the same place, that's enjoyable, you know? Like, that's something that you can enjoy. Like, when I'm shooting hoops, like, I'm really not thinking about much else besides shooting hoops, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying, is this going in? Sometimes I will be, but that'll be, like, depending on what I'm thinking of, it would be less enjoyable, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, the most enjoyable time is when I'm really focusing and I'm, like...
Yeah.
So, like, I think things where your energy and your mind are going to the same spot are things in general that are, like...
Yeah, I need to do that
more. Satisfying, yeah.
I can't think of anything I do that. Like...
What do you think of when you play Destiny?
Well, that's not energy.
That's energy.
No, like, it's not. You're moving your thumbs. It's lazy.
No. I'm not saying physical energy. I'm just saying mental energy. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I thought you were saying like physical energy, like shooting hoops, like jumping up and down and stuff.
I'm not saying that in general. I'm saying like when like what you're doing is what you're thinking about.
Yeah, that's actually I understand that.
You know.
So I guess I do that sometimes. I don't think very often.
Yeah, I guess that's a very specific thing for me because I do think a lot.
Yeah. I either think too much
or too little. What do you think about? Like, if you're not doing anything, what are you
doing?
I
don't know. That's the thing. Remember the one time I played basketball, though, and I was like, nothing's going on in my brain. This is an issue. Remember that?
No.
Remember, what, we were like playing with like the people with people and at Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, what is going on? I'm like zoned out right now. I'm tired or something like
that. Oh, yeah.
I think what happened there was no brain activity going on. So I was just out of it.
So you weren't like enjoying it.
I think
it.
I am constantly thinking, but I just don't know what I'm thinking. That's what I think is going on.
That's an interesting
conundrum. And that's what I'm constantly thinking. But
you also don't, like, you rarely have emotions, too. How do you exist?
I don't know.
Nathan is nothing but a physical being.
No, but, like, I think when Bubba died, I think that's when, like, because I told myself that he didn't die. I went through the denial phase.
Really?
Throughout, like, pretty much the whole time until I saw, like, the casket.
Yeah.
So... And that's, like, the only time I cried, when I saw that casket.
Yeah, I remember that.
And even after that, I was, like, stuffing down the emotions, like, I can't... Like, I have to not cry right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's had a permanent effect on me.
For context, our grandpa died when I was 9 and he was 8.
Yeah.
But, I didn't really know that, because for me, I was at the hockey game when he had the heart attack.
Yeah.
And so, for me, it was never a question of, like, whether or not he died, because I saw it happen, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw, like, and I didn't, when I was watching the hockey game and I was leaving while the ambulance got there, I wasn't like, he's dead right now. I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking, this is not good. What is happening right now?
Like, even before he died, I was like, because nothing bad ever happened to us. Like... Everything.
Yeah,
was
I guess. Like, I guess even if bad stuff did happen, we didn't like see that.
We didn't let that affect our outlook
on the world.
And like, I remember like thinking like he was like I knew like there was like a ambulance there, but I remember thinking like with utmost confidence like nothing bad could happen because it's Bubba. He's just been there forever, and he will be here forever. And I just
yeah.
So I guess I need to have emotions more.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't think about that perspective, because again, like, it was a lot easier for me to like, connect the reality to the fact that people were saying that he died. Because I had evidence that something bad happened in my mind, you know, where I saw him, like, I saw him on the ice, you know?
Yeah.
And so I knew something bad was happening, and so I knew that, like, so by the time that, like, people... By the time that dad came home and said that he died, I said, I sort of expected that, you know, because I physically saw it happen. And I didn't, again, like, I didn't see it happen. When I saw it happen, I didn't know it was happening, but I knew something bad was happening.
Yeah.
So I guess that must have been a very interesting experience for you.
Yeah, it was. So, what now?
I don't know. No, I think we should keep talking about this. Let's, unless you don't want people to hear about this.
Well, like, okay, no, I'm good.
Okay. No, yeah, I think, like, for me, I sort of, like, I knew that it happened. Like, there was no options for me besides, like, hearing about how every once in a while God would, like, let people come back from the dead. But other than that, like, there were really no options for me to deny it, you know? You still think that sometimes?
No, oh, okay. I thought that Bubba was faking.
Really?
I thought we were going to go to the funeral, and he would say...
Not so fast.
Not so fast, as we were, like, walking away.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, that's why when I got to the casket and I saw him and he didn't move, that's when I was like, this is real, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just...
For me, I like let it become a defining feature. I let it break me down. I let it I had no options to like not, you know.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't completely break down, I'd be like, does that mean I didn't care about him?
Yeah, you did well. Like
I don't know if I did well.
You did. You were like didn't bottle it up.
I like force it out sometimes though.
Like, yeah.
I like sometimes I'd put myself in situations where I like had to cry. Like I wouldn't let myself move on. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But like
there's no like I guess
There's no good way. But there's definitely are some bad ways.
Yeah.
You know. Actually, I think there are good ways to grieve.
There are better ways to grieve.
No, I think grief is an important part of life, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think there are good ways to grieve, I think. But I think the way I in my mind, I sort of separated myself and I sort of told myself that it was, that I had it so much harder than everybody else.
Yeah.
I sort of do that with a lot of things where I'm sure a lot of people do this. I'm not sure. I don't know, but like, I bet a lot of people sort of do the same thing. Like when it came to the pandemic, I was like, this is actually the hardest on me, not the people who are working who are working like the like labor jobs where they physically can't work from home, or the people that have dying relatives. I was sort of telling myself, this is the hardest for me because just when I got to a school that I like and I'm going to stay at, I wasn't allowed to go there. That was sort of like what I was telling myself, and it was like, oh, just as I got a good group of friends, I can't see them anymore. So in general, I think I have a tendency to make things seem a lot worse for myself, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was sort of what I did. And so I was like, I sort of just collapsed, and yeah, that was a defining time for me, you know?
Yeah. I think that was a defining... I just realized that was a defining time for both of us.
Yeah, it was a defining time for a lot of people, I'm sure. I don't know if our sisters as much because they were younger, but again, that's like me saying that it's harder for me than everyone else. I'm sure it was very, very hard on our sisters.
Oh, you're talking about something else now.
No, I'm not.
No, wait, no, you're talking about COVID.
That was what I was saying.
I thought you were talking about Bubba still.
No, I was connecting that to...
I guess you mean,
Oh, it all comes together.
Took me a second.
No, yeah, I was saying when it came to COVID, like, when that closed down, I sort of told myself that I had it the hardest. I sort of let myself compile reasons of why it was worse for me than other people instead of just saying, it's not. You know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I'm sure it was a different experience for the girls. I'm not sure if it was as influential because they weren't old enough to really understand what was going on. They weren't old enough. They hadn't had Bubba in their life as long as we did.
But yeah, I'm even sure it was, I was on like the I think I was like right on the border where I was just kind of like, I kind of got to the point where he was like more than just like, I don't know.
More than
like,
just one of those people that you see every once in a
while. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. It's just, he was just always there, you know?
Yeah.
And that was just, and when he wasn't, it was just surprising.
Interestingly enough, I had a few weeks ago, probably when was Phantom of the Opera? When was the PCA show? That was
6 weeks ago.
Something like that, yeah. It was like May. I think it was like May 17th. Yeah, it was May 17th was one of the shows. So around that time, probably a week before that, I had a very like interesting week where I was like, if I stayed up late after people, I would like think about Bubba, and I cried about Bubba that like for that week. I cried about Bubba probably 3 times, which is not something that like has happened for a long, long time. And what caused it was like I was like thinking of inviting Grammy to Rachel's play, and I realized how much like Bubba would enjoy it, you know. And then I realized like there's so much progress and there's so much growth that's happened for me since Bubba died that like he doesn't get to see, you know.
Yeah.
Or that I don't get to show him, because I'm sure he can see.
Yeah.
But I don't really get to, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it's not the same.
Yeah, and this growth like with Grammy, Bubba's wife, like I get to, like the growth that's happened has made our relationship as a grandma and grandson like better, you know.
Yeah.
Like that growth has affected that relationship, and it's sort of made it a closer relationship, you know, because I understand myself and understand people better. I get to have a better relationship with Grammy, and I never really had that opportunity with Bubba, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in general, and also he, I'm sad he didn't get to meet Rachel. I sort of just like collapsed for a little bit, and there was this one song actually. I'm gonna connect this. Don't watch this much. I'm gonna connect it to something else. Okay.
Another topic.
But yeah, there was this one song that like I listened to. It was from Narnia. It was from Prince Caspian, I think.
You'll be back.
You'll all come back.
Yeah.
And it was one that I really didn't listen to a whole lot, but it was one that like I thought about when I it was one that I thought about a lot when after Bubba died while I was grieving. And so I remembered Bubba dying. When I started thinking about Bubba, and I started thinking about how much I wish he could have, like, he could see me and meet Rachel and stuff like that, I remember that song, and I listened to it, and, like, for me, in my mind, it sort of represents that era.
Yeah.
And I listened to the lyrics a little bit, and, here, could you pull that up, Jamie? Just a little Joe Rogan reference. Did I just exit out? Oh, no, we're good. We're good. Okay.
That would have been bad.
That would have been bad.
Can they hear this?
Yeah, they can hear this.
Oh, really?
Okay, so I don't know if you can hear me typing lyrics. That'd
be cool. So they can't hear it.
They can't hear. Okay. So, and I really never listened to lyrics. I just knew that the tune and like the instrumentation was pretty sad, and so I was like, "Oh, it's a sad song," and it made me cry. And I wish, and the lyrics are, "You'll come back when it's over, no need to say goodbye." And I sort of wish that was true. So that was what I was. That was something that I thought about, but what's good about like art and music and stuff like that is that like
as so much of it is left to like interpretation.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was gonna say. Like you can interpret it, and it can really be applied to a lot of different situations. So like now this is it's really I don't know. I can't tell if it's me interpreting it or if it I just so happened to pick a perfect song.
I
heard it
like I thought about that too. Like I was like thinking of the lyrics and like, wow, this kind of fits.
I know. But the lyrics that I'm specifically talking about right now, that I don't know if it's a coincidence that works so well, goes, "Now we're back to the beginning. It's just a feeling and no one knows yet. But just because they can't feel it too doesn't mean that you have to forget. Let your memories go stronger and stronger till they're before your eyes. You'll come back when they call you. No need to say goodbye." And so that, like, I don't know. It puts the whole rest of the song in context, you know, and if you take it out of the context of the fact that it's talking about Narnia, if you take it out of that context,
when does that play in Narnia?
Like at the end of Prince Caspian, once they leave, because that's the last time that Susan and Peter are in Narnia.
So, but that's what it's talking about. But in my life, I could sort of apply to the fact, like, I don't really have to say goodbye to Bubba, you know?
Yeah.
Whenever I want to, I can think of him, and I'll come back to them. Whenever they call me, I don't need to say goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was what I was gonna say. Yeah, I think that's the good thing about art is that like when I hear that song, I don't think, man, it sucks that they have to leave Narnia. I don't think that. Yeah. You know, I think I sort of apply it to my own life.
Yeah, I feel like lots of people do that with lots of things.
That's what I'm saying. That's the good thing about art is that like you don't have to apply it to the situation that they're writing it for, unless they're specifically like, unless they're being really, really unpoetic about it and being very specific. But even then, I feel like you'd be able to do it. You'd be able to apply it to your life a little bit. But yeah, that's
kinda, the. I was like thinking like another good grieving song. This isn't for the lyrics, more for like the tune, but like "Goodbye" from Inside. Like that's. I don't know. I've had that in my head, like, kind of all day. And when we were talking about Bubba, I'm like, wow, this is good.
You know? So long, goodbye. That part?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see you when I see you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I
wouldn't even think to apply that, but you decided to. That's the beautiful, exactly, art.
And, like, how about, like, next time I sit on the couch and watch you next time?
How do you apply? I can't picture.
How I know. That's what I'm saying. You can't really apply that to lots of things. I mean, I'd hope not.
I mean, I hope not.
But yeah, I don't know. The tune of it is good, and a couple of the lyrics work. But
yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's the good thing about art. Yeah, I don't know. Art makes saying goodbye easier, you know?
I really gotta pee.
Well, that's good because we're reaching 47 minutes
in
this episode. So, this has been an interesting episode. I'd say the first part where it wasn't, like, substantial, you know, there wasn't really anything substantial that we talked about. That's okay, though. It was just sort of the episode. But then we got to... We did it, man.
Yeah, we did
it. We talked about our feelings and our emotions on lives. Yeah, on the...
I guess I do have emotions.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyways, this has been a pretty good episode. I'm proud of it.
Hope you guys enjoy this episode. And please remember to, especially to like and share this episode. But just know that your listenership is quite enough for us.
Yeah.
Again, I hope you enjoy this episode. And as always, have a good day.
Yep. Don't stop. I have more to say.
Okay.
Never mind. Back when I really wanted to make this podcast famous, this is like right when I first got it, I was like, remember, tell them to subscribe, tell them to tell their friends. So I'm not going to tell you to do that, but if you guys have friends that think no, but that's not very general. If you want to improve, you listening to it is perfect, but if you want to like
your listenership is quite enough for us, but if you want to be quite enough more. For us, for Caleb. It's not my podcast.
No, it's not. Let me talk.
Then you can share.
You did not let me talk, but that's okay.
I did, just after I talked.
Okay. But yeah, like if you have people that you think would enjoy it, let them know, you know? Yeah. It doesn't have to be out of context. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah.
If you like this podcast, great. Good job. If you like this podcast a lot, tell your friends.
No, good job. I don't want you to have to make rules to decide how much they like it. If they like it if they like it a lot, they can do what if they think. Okay.
If you like it a lot, cool. You can tell your friends, but you don't have to
tell
your friends.
Stop.
If you
stop,
don't want
stop,
to,
stop.
We're
stop.
Not forcing you to do anything.
Stop. Listen, if you have friends that you think would enjoy it, let them know. And if you have friends that you think they would hate it, let them know too. That would be great.
And if you guys are scared and you don't want to tell your friends because your friends are scared, find new friends, okay?
You should not be scared of your friends.
If you were scared to tell your friend something, then
they should
stop.
Not be your friends.
They should not be your,
They shouldn't.
That would be bad. Okay, guys? Never be scared of your friends.
Okay, if you take anything away from this episode, don't have scary friends. All right. Those are my finishing words. Nathan, anything you want to add?
Scary friends are bad. Unless you are the friend that is scary. Okay, guys.
Those are some good rules to have fresh in your mind. And I'll see you next time. Happy summer.
Bye-bye.